This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. About half of Colorado remains in a drought, with 30% of the state west of the Continental Divide experiencing extreme conditions or worse. There's hope more rain will hit the western slope, since this is when the North American monsoon starts to make an appearance in Colorado. The afternoon showers come from a shift in the wind that brings moisture from the tropics. There's monsoon rain in the forecast for some parts of the state today. Colorado's business leaders say they are optimistic that the economy will continue to pick up its pace, but some employers are still struggling to hire enough staff. Brian Lewandowski is the executive director of CU's Leeds Business Research Division.
It's a really tough position that they're in right now, where some businesses are having to close one day a week or 2 days a week or shorten their hours because of this labor force constraint that they have.
Lewandowski says restaurants are having an especially hard time hiring. In western Colorado, a flash flood watch has been issued for I-70 in Glenwood Canyon and is expected to last until 6. The canyon's recreation path and rest areas are closed. Mudslides closed I-70 to traffic twice over the weekend, and several flood warnings have been issued since. The burn scar left by last summer's Grizzly Creek fire makes the canyon vulnerable to floods and to mudslides. Speaking of rain, Denver right now is at 62 degrees with thunderstorms and a flash flood watch all the way until midnight tonight. Fort Collins isn't much different, 64 degrees right now with thunderstorms. Stay dry. This is CPR News.